Hi. Love Talk Radio.
Hello there.
Hi, you have reached America Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking, and our guest tonight is going to be Selena Lindsay and Dr. Fadumah Adol and a few others. Call the other number.
Hey, Paulette.
Yeah, are you coming on the show?
Okay.
All right. Anyway, tonight's program is mineral deficiency, and I label it death. How important is it to have the right level of minerals in your body? Can this affect your everyday life? Are you giving pain pills when you complain about pain in your body? What foods have the minerals your body needs? Another hot topic tonight. If you want to call in, you will be heard globally. You can call in at 858-769-4936 and press 1. And then if you want to talk, press 1, and you'll be on the air. Okay. Some people don't even know that the body needs minerals or what the purpose of those minerals are. Minerals are inorganic substance found in soil and rocks. The body needs minerals to stay alive and to do daily functions and processes. We receive minerals through plants, meats, from animals that eat the plants, and the plants feed off of the soil and all of its nutrients. And so that's why it's important that you have vegetables. It's important that you get your proteins and the ones that have the minerals that your body needs. According to FDA, Federal Drug Administration, they said there's at least 12. There's a few more than the 12 that they list that your body has to have, like calcium, iron, phosphorus, iodine, magnesium, zinc, and some of the others are selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, polybdenum, chloride, potassium, and your iodines. All of those are important for a certain reason, and we'll go into some of that. Because what's happening is, if you don't have lab tests ran to see that you're mineral deficient, you don't know you are. You may have to go to your holistic doctor or a lot of times they're looking at symptoms and they're trying to, a lot of times the root of the problem is not met. And then you end up with other problems until it's corrected. I had a friend that had a vitamin B12 deficiency. It took the hospital over a year to diagnose her. They're running every test there was except for a B12 test to see that, because you can't live without B12. And even though she ate food that had B12 in it, it wasn't being absorbed into her body system. So it's our bodies is made to have all of these minerals, because some of the minerals help, like the B12 and other things, to for the body to absorb it. But if you don't have those minerals in your body, then even though you take the calcium or you take the different things, it's not being absorbed through the blood because the minerals is deficient. We have Selena Lindsay on the line. And hi, Selena. How are you?
Great. And how are you?
Oh, good. Tell the audience at least, in 30 seconds or so, a little bit about yourself. And then at the end, she's got some important messages to give all of us. Go ahead.
Okay. I am a retired CPA, and I currently still run a couple of offices in addition to that. I sit on 15 to 20 different boards as a director for nonprofits, and I also run 4 or 5 of my own nonprofits. And all of this is an attempt to provide the public and the community with things which you think are needed, and to find some small way to contribute to society to fix a number of problems which we're living through in these hard times. A lot of these different organizations, which I think are beneficial to you, the public, we'll be talking about those things at the end of the show.
Okay. Okay, there's a lot to say about these minerals. Did you want to talk about one of them, all of them at once, or just go ahead? I remember I looked up so much stuff. I'm in shock.
Well, first of all, I kind of like to, as you do, bring a small story to light on myself. You know, generally, some of the things that recently even happened to me. I went to go and do my regular blood test and was literally just shocked when they called me and said, "You better get in here." And I'm like, "For what?" And the main thing was they wanted me because what happens often with especially people of color is a vitamin D3 deficiency.
D3?
And yes, and supposedly.
Oh.
Yeah, and supposedly the minimum was supposed to be like 100 or something like that. And mine was like 9%.
What?
So it was so low. They put me on 50,000 units. And it was just one thing after another that you begin to discover that this particular topic is really very, very important because, you know, some of the things as I go through, you know, some of the reasoning why you become deficient in some of the minerals is just astounding. And some of these things were actually happening to me and I'm not paying attention because I am one of the people that I have rheumatoid arthritis. But one of the other reasons to some things that, which just begin to make sense, if you are calcium, for instance, deficient, and some of the things I've been doing over a long period of time, calcium and magnesium, and people don't realize that those two minerals are married together because they're supportive of say your vitamin K. If you don't have those and you have, you're going to have these things which contribute to, say, low blood levels. And it is no wonder that, your nervous system doesn't work right or you, from time to time, you have spasms or things like this because when these things aren't properly at the proper levels, then these are some of the things that go wrong with it. And since calcium is one of the main support systems of our skeletal structure, and believe it or not, there are records and things that these are contributing items to two main things that we really want to stay away from, cancer and diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very, very important that we sort of keep up with all of these different minerals and you know, from time to time, I think it would be important in the shows to discuss some of what they actually do because, you know, I've always, say, for instance, heard of, say, zinc, and you just figure, well, you know, we need so little of it. And an important thing, too, about calcium is to understand that as a human being, we cannot, we don't make calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium has to be replenished in our bodies. Our body is incapable of making calcium.
Right.
Okay,
well,
and calcium.
I want to say a little bit about that magnesium. It
mm-hmm.
helps with 300 biochemical processes, and one of them,
mm-hmm.
it helps muscles and the nerve function. It maintains heartbeat. It builds strong bones and makes your immune system strong. So women, they said, should have 310 to 320 milligrams a day, where men should have 400 to 420 milligrams a day. And you can get those things in beans, nuts, whole grains, green vegetables are some of the things you can get that. So you can't live without magnesium. Other than that, you'll be labeled mineral deficiency. That's what the doctors will say. And they have to run a test. If they don't run a test, there are blood tests, but unless you're showing the signs and symptoms, and they may think it's something else, or like me, I just go to a holistic doctor, get a diagnosis from them and then go to see the regular doctor. So I can, you know, so they can begin treatment right away. Are you?
Well, some things you're absolutely right there, and especially too for women that are concerned with skin, nails, hair, those kinds of things, because, you know, all of us have a little mirror that we keep in our back pocket. If you're having some of those problems, then definitely those are some things you want to look at. Another major concern in my mind is what are the risks to children and adolescent girls and also post-menstrual women? And some of those things that some vitamins or some things could be absolutely wrong are, say, for instance, weak bones. If you're prone to constantly breaking something, if you know that you're getting chemotherapy or you're a person that has a kidney disease, your pointers. If you know you have a high salt diet, these are some of the things that literally destroys minerals in your body. And it's no wonder with that high salt diet, you also have high blood pressure, because some of these things like calcium and magnesium, they help regulate those specific items. And I know people that have, say, for instance, tooth decay, and they think that, oh, it's because I eat something sweet. Yeah, that's one of them. But if you don't have a good deal of calcium, then you're going to have brittle teeth, which they just fall apart. And they're prone to decay because it has nothing to fight with. It's just a shell. And
those strong bones and teeth. Also, it's responsible for nerve transmission, like for the muscles functioning properly, also for your heart. You don't have enough calcium, it's going to interfere with the your heart itself. Hormones are secreted. And they say you should have, FDA is saying, or the Dietitian Association is saying 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. You don't have enough calcium in your system, you can have with a heart attack. So I often wonder when people do have these heart attacks, do they do a full mineral workup of the person? Or you can have with muscle spasms, or you're tired all the time, because and then you need other minerals even to get the calcium to absorb. So you got to have all the minerals. You can't live without all those minerals. I know my doctor said I need at least 1,200 milligrams a day, so I take calcium supplements. I know there are people that become strict vegetarians, but they have to figure out how they're going to get that calcium in, because if you don't, you're going to end up with mineral deficiency. Okay, go ahead. I know you're going to say something else.
Yeah, well, I was going to contribute to the conversation about magnesium deficiency, because you were going someplace there. Some of the other things that I think were unmentioned was it can, when you have this deficiency, it contributes to being anemic, Alzheimer's, appendicitis, bipolar disorder, bronchitis. And as you previously mentioned, it helps regulate your heart and your kidneys. And so this is a very, very important type of mineral because it takes care of so many, many different things. And anybody also, too, that if you think you're not doing anything, having your drink, your alcohol, then that's some of the stuff that it destroys. And one of the reasons that you make yourself prone to all of these other bad things, because it destroys this important vitamin and mineral that our body needs virtually to even function properly.
You can't even live without, I was going to say, the table salt, sodium. You have to have a certain amount of sodium in your system. They said the body requires like 180 to 500 milligrams per day, but the suggested amount, if you have health problems, is 1,500. If you don't have any health problems, then you can have up to 2,300 milligrams per day if you don't have any health problems. So to have no salt is not good. You have to have some salt. And the reason with the sodium is for there's different things you need the salt for nerve and muscle function, to have the correct balance of fluids in your cells, for the absorption, excuse me, of other nutrients like chloride, glucose, amino acids. So if your body has none, then those things aren't going to be absorbed in the body, and you're not going to function right. You got to have glucose going into the cells. So, and you got to have amino acids because there's other biological processes that are taking place. So without it, so I didn't say this so it gives you a reason. Go have a salty diet. You have to still be within reason, not overdo it. And you definitely don't want to underdo it either because you have to have, like with anything else, a balance.
Yeah, well, something else interesting too, say, for instance, about zinc. Zinc is one of the minerals that helps to heal wounds, and it helps also create our DNA. For those women that get pregnant, it helps your baby grow. Another important item, which goes around the world, is it's one of the reasons that we're able to create insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're one of those people and you have a loss of appetite, I'd be prone to taking a look at what minerals are you missing. If you're having a bunch of other symptoms,
mm-hmm.
Yes, there is something physically wrong, but
yeah.
I'm on the page to also look at which one of these minerals could be the problem. And as I said earlier, come to find out, I was one of the first candidates. I went in there, those people had, they were printing out two, three sheets of paper for me of I thought I was going to the store to go get medicine. Everything is some kind of vitamin. And
thank
I'm
God,
like, good God.
Whoever,
I can wear a eavesdropper. And I'm minus all these things.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for whoever the doctor that was on. Because he had to be pretty good. Because a lot of times they look at other things and they're not even running labs. My one friend, plasma, probably would have been dead. She was toward death because she had a vitamin B12 deficiency, and when you said something about you can't even taste, she couldn't taste her food. She had like a metallic taste. That should have told them something, but it didn't. They looked for everything. They looked to see if she had cancer. She had no cancer. So here you have a young person getting ready to die, and the hospital didn't have a diagnosis. So then they decide to look at the minerals. Yeah, no, B12. You can't live without B12. Her body, even if she ate it in the foods, it didn't absorb. So she had to be given shots. Since then, it's corrected itself, so she don't need the shots anymore. It tells you, again, the importance of having the minerals. And then recently, I saw the holistic doctor. I have an appointment with my doctor, too, but she's already have initial diagnosis. She said that I'm mineral deficient. And I said, really? I didn't know. And so now I got different supplements and change in diet to correct the problem. And the difference in a holistic doctor and a regular doctor is your regular MD. What they do is they treat symptoms. Your holistic gets to the root of the problem. She's already gotten to the root of the problem. Once that clears up, anything else that's wrong corrects itself too. She looks at our body as, like your arteries and veins, like pipes going through your whole system. So if one pipe is plugged, it's going to a ricochet effect on all the other things in your body. So traditional medicine just look at symptoms. They do not get at the root. They don't get at the root because nothing's being corrected, and they're quick to give pills rather than get to the root of the problem. Just a simple lab test can tell you your problem, like what they did with you.
Yeah, well, they play vampire quite a bit. You know, I'll admit that one, which
uh-huh.
I need to stop calling these professional vampires. But but they did their little job, and
mm-hmm.
like I said, it was very, very interesting to find out really, really how important these vitamins, because up to that point, although I generally eat pretty healthy, and I'm not one to think that a hamburger will provide me with all of the, because it has lettuce and tomato, all of the vitamins and minerals that I need.
Well, it's got B12.
But,
a beef got B12. You can have one serving a month, and you'll have your requirement. I said,
yeah,
wow.
But there's a lot more that we need, vitamin D, E, B complex, and of course B12. And
now
that all of these.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say with the vitamin D, a lot of young people have come down with vitamin D deficiency, but I'm not quite sure why. Because I have family members with vitamin D deficiency. I know young people don't take stuff like they used to. A lot of things that we did, they don't do.
Well, Black Americans especially, due to the fact that we have melatonin in our skin, which technically blocks out some of the sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us don't get it because, of course, vitamin D, one of the biggest sources is, of course, sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, be for real. How many of us go outdoors?
I know. We used
other
to play
to
out.
Now
they play indoors, and they're on.
Yeah, other than to go get your cell phone. Everybody's playing games in the house now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody goes out. Yeah, people. We're not prone to go out into the sun anymore. And so lots of things that we used to get from the great outdoors, we're not getting anymore. And we have that tendency, as I jokingly made, to think that our vitamins and minerals are going to come from a hamburger. It comes from the fast food store. And, of course, this brings it back home again that we have to carefully look at especially a lot of the vegetables that even as a child, you know, I had some funny looks on my face when Mom said, eat it, starting with beets. I'm like, oh, no, we're not touching that. You know,
mm-hmm.
greens, anything that is green, not touching that either.
uh-huh.
You know, and so all of these things are things that actually have a lot of the pertinent things that our bodies need to sustain themselves. And they're not very expensive, but if you go to the vitamin store
mm-hmm.
and you want to purchase these things, you can get into some serious money.
Yeah.
And the real truth is, for the most part, our bodies do not manufacture these vitamins. We have to supplement them, and we have to continually eat them, or we have to supplement being able to take them, because there's no place in our body that it makes these specific vitamins. It does not. Mm.
And it's funny, some of the names. I thought they were chemicals that I didn't see them as minerals. Oh, I was thinking it's like, okay, some of the especially the trace ones. I'm thinking, well, where are they getting those things from? Your body has to have them. It has to have copper. You've already named zinc. It has to have zinc. And chromium. I thought chromium was some type of I don't know what is that other, selenium and that molybdenum.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking those were not minerals, but some other kind of foreign chemical they were giving us. No, your body has to have those things, because not to have it can be totally devastating. Because if they're not present, they said they produce enzymes throughout the body that is needed for various reactions. So if you don't have the mineral in you, then you don't have that reaction taking place. And then it affects the organs and other major body system and function. And so you don't have an adrenal gland to function properly. You have to have those minerals in your system.
Well, I'm continually amazed as a child because I can remember some of the more pertinent ones, such as vitamin A. One of the ways our mom was able to get us to eat carrots, because we didn't even like a carrot. We tell her, get those orange things off the plate. And she would say, like, you better eat those carrots. You know, if you want to see, you're going to be blind. you know, with something, she, you know, she would kind of point out what was in certain vegetables because we didn't really care for them. And I'm sure everybody as a child, the cartoon Popeye.
That was a commercial, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing to encourage kids to eat vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, because spinach would have been definitely one of the ones I wasn't going to touch with a 9-foot pole. That was the way we were able to at least swallow it, because Popeye did it. It was a good thing, because also too, as certain neighborhoods with, you know, kids that are at risk, which, you know, the common thing is to use financial disability as the reason that they don't eat as well as others. Part of that is true, and part of it is understanding that you have to get away from those. We know you need to eat, but you have to get away from, because usually they supplement with things that are white, which are not good for you, like potatoes. And a lot of people eat a lot of noodles and things like that. That stuff is not good for you. You'd be better off to eat fruits and vegetables.
Mineral deficient, and then the rest of your body is not going to function right.
Well, that's where you get to the place that your blood is not clotting, and you know you have nervous system problems, spasms, and brittle bones, and all these kinds of things that we're talking about. These things come from the lack of proper vitamins and minerals. Some of the ones that, like you say, it sounds like chemicals, boron deficiency, folate deficiency. Yeah. It sounds like we're in a chemical class and we're not talking about foods. I remember also as a child, we used to try to walk all funny, you know, like a person that had rickets. It's no joke. If you don't have these vitamins and minerals, you will be walking funny.
Yeah, you definitely, or die. Yeah.
Really?
Or in a poor eyesight. Some things are genetic, and other things is not genetic. It's because the diet is deficient for too long, and it causes a problem.
Absolutely.
Or bone too easy. Everybody doesn't have fragile bone syndrome. Some they don't eat. They don't eat the right things, or the kids aren't fed the right things, or, which is unheard of in my day, you don't want this.
Well,
you don't eat it. That didn't exist in our household.
Well, also too, we have what I call Batman and Robin type food. Which means when we talk about stuff like, because I used to think also, say, things that had canola oil in it, well, that was good for me because, that's a good oil. And, you know, and now come to find out, that was a bad choice. So we have things out there that are discretionary. From many years ago, people didn't think too much about anything that had sugar in it. Now, sugar is a taboo. Anything that has, like you said, too much of anything can be just as much of a problem. Too much of a vitamin can be a problem. And because it allows you to be inhibited with what your body is able to absorb and to eliminate. Mm.
Right.
So a lot of these things we have to.
Thing that's good. Too much of anything harm you rather than help you. But the solution still is to be informed. What are those minerals? You know, ask your physician to, you know, run some tests. You may even have to exaggerate your symptoms just to get the test ran. And you may find that, hey, it's something so simple that can be corrected through a diet, change in diet, adding some of the vitamins that are necessary, the minerals that are necessary for the body. People that are older may say, oh, it's just old age. No, it ain't. Start looking around. Look at other people that's your same age. And if they're functioning at a higher level, you should want to know why. Maybe it's not because of old age. Maybe it's because you're deficient in your minerals. Because that will cause a huge problem. You know, it can cause a heart attack. Because you can't have an imbalance.
Well, lifestyles, and I'm very telling people to, you know, carefully evaluate what you're doing. You know, if you think you're, you know, because as you get older and you don't really have a lot to do with going to work, then you have to be careful that you're sitting around, helping a chair sit down all the time, watching television, and participating with sitting down playing cards and these kinds of things that people do. It leads to a lifestyle. And those that it's true, those that do better and have better absorption levels of vitamins and minerals are those that are, you know, they're if they can't play tennis, they're taking walks. They walk their dog. You know, they remain mobile even if they're still working. If they have to sit down a long time, they take brief breaks from it. And they do little exercises with their legs or hands, and they tend to do better than the ones that are glued to a chair and using their cane to turn the light switch on. And being as mobile as they can possibly be, you know, and you keep doing it, then you will be immobile and you will be mineral deficient because a lot of not eating the proper foods and minerals that you need comes also from one of the chief words, which starts with a big L. It's called laziness. People have a tendency to, because we all want it now, so they want to get the vitamins and minerals that they need from a TV dinner from the freezer.
Oh, you're gonna get it. You're not gonna get it.
And these things are healthy for you. They've already cooked all the vitamins and the minerals out of it. There's not much in there.
There's iodine. It's another one because iodine requires the thyroid hormone, so it can regulate every cell in the body. So if your body doesn't have enough iodine, you're in trouble. And we already know that iron and how important that is because it produces hemoglobin and that myoglobin. Those are proteins that carry the oxygen. So if you're iron deficient, oh my God, that's not bad. That's not good. That means your oxygen carrying capacity is less, and you should be tired all the time. And you may fall asleep at that wheel while you're driving. And a simple blood test can tell you where your iron level is. Need to notify your physician and don't make up excuses why you feel the way you do. Because a lot of times people think, oh, because I'm doing too much. No, you need a diagnosis. You need blood work.
Well, some people think they really think it's because they're just old. I see people that are nodding off on the bus stop or they're leaning over, you know, all the time in this broad daylight. And they feel it's just a natural thing. That's what older people do.
I met a lady over this past weekend. And she said she's tired when she goes to sleep. She's tired when she get up. That is not normal. And she needs to, you know, be evaluated by a doctor. But if you don't tell the doctor that, they're not going to run a test just because you came into their office. They don't run tests. You have to really say what's wrong or write it down even before you go to the doctor so you know you're prepared to let him know what you're feeling. And he can run the test to see, you know, what's going on with you. So, but if you're not, minerals is nothing to play with. To have a mineral deficiency is nothing to play with. You're going to age quicker. You're not going to feel right. And it can take your life if you're depleted of various minerals. You can't live like that. Even a baby, no one can live without those minerals. You can for a while, but then something's still going to go wrong. Anyway, anybody that's listening in, you've been listening to America Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. We still have a few minutes. If you want to call in, 858-769-4936, press 1. We're on the air every Monday at the same time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, right now, Selena Lindsay would love for you to get a pencil or ink pen and paper, and she's going to tell you about some of the other nonprofit organizations that are out there that can help you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and we will start with one called VeteranCareSolutions.org. Veteran Care Solutions is run by Ms. LaShonda Jones, and they are veteran certified. So if you're a veteran or if you know of a veteran that, you know, needs housing, needs rehabilitation, needs some various different services, or you would like to know where to send them or take them, please call area code 909-329-8288 and ask to speak to LaShonda Jones. The next organization has a really cute name that I like. It's called Tired of Being Sick and Tired. And this particular organization is run by Kathy Braxton, and they're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. On the fourth Saturday of every month, they give away free food. Sometimes they make hamburgers or hot dogs. So any of you that are in that area and you have a need for food or perhaps you're homeless, please stop by. They have a number of different resources and may be able to help you. You can reach Kathy Braxton at area code 562-313-0041. Again, Kathy Braxton in Colton, California. The next organization is an organization that we often talk about because I am a director there and I sit on that board, which is Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. What we do at Sowing Seeds for Life is not just food. We provide many things for the community, such as items that are for women, makeup, items that are for children. From time to time, we have diapers, milk, we have shoes, we have clothing. There are a number of different services. Very often, we have something going on in the parking lot with screening for health. Various different things which we try to do a lot to help the community. Again, Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. Our website name is the same, all one word, Sowing Seeds for Life, and it can be reached at area code 909-350-7777 or call 909-293-7777. 335 extension 232. ask to speak to Fran Robinson. If you'd like to volunteer or you have a donation or you know of something which would be able to help others in our community. The next organization we'd like to talk about is called Coley Outreach. Coley Outreach attempts to work with young men that have at some point been incarcerated and like to be reiterated into society. Coley Outreach is run by Mr. Keith Coley. He also works with young men with agriculture and how to raise up, for instance, Black Angus. And he's interested in anybody that currently that has a machine in which they could use on cars to be able to remove the paint. If you're one of those individuals, please call us at area code 909-358-7391. And again, the person you'd like to talk to is Mr. Keith Coley. One of the things that I do every time we do this show is, of course, I always have to add a little conversation to it, and it is my closing statement. And I'd like to make that statement at this particular time. We are pro-poor, interacting with the poor in a way that provides choice and dignity. I have a belief in fishing rods rather than fish, and also in implementing sustainable environmental practices. My belief is that changing behaviors and doing something about it, these are the things that contribute to poverty, is a way to resolve some of the problems that we have within our society. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I thank you for listening to our program.
Thank you. She's quite a lady, and she wears a lot of hats, and that's a blessing to all that know her. Again, we'll be on the air, American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young, your host, and Selena Lindsay, always faithfully come on as a guest every Monday. So if you want to hear some more broadcasts, just tune in on Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, by calling 858-769-4936, press 1. And like our Facebook page, Healthcare Consultants, with the logo, a red and white heart. You'll see my picture up there, and we post all our broadcasts up there and more information. Thank you.
Good night.